This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
A concerning news for sure. For Grayson Rodriguez, and you know, I was real optimistic, Ryan. I'm not a doctor, that he was going to be pitching anytime soon. I'd be stunned right now, depending on how the MRI and such comes out. We see him at all in 2025.
Yeah, if you keep it between you and me, just you and me, Bob.
Yeah, I mean, is this the on? Hello,
I do not expect Grayson Rodriguez to pitch this year, and if he does, I think that he's going to have to get something repaired. I don't think that's a matter of if. I think it's a matter of when. It's one thing to say, hey, rest can cure all. But the problem is we're seeing some sort of chronic situation with Grayson. So if you do correct it and then you're able to come back and pitch later on, at some point down the road, we've seen it become a problem again. So I'm just being a realist. And you know me. I might be the biggest optimist when comes. But
all
one thing I pride
over here,
but what I pride myself on is understanding the business, understanding the realness of the situation, and Grayson has had a lot of issues that he's going to have to get taken care of. And I hate that for him, but if he's at risk right now, I don't want it to be like a Kyle Bradish where it's a ticking time bomb and you know it's coming. I'd rather you take care of it now and we try to reset and get the best version of Grayson we possibly can. And if that's 2026, so be it.
Orioles 8-10 on the year after winning last night 6-2 over the Guardians. Kate Povich on the hill 0-1. 3.60 ERA going up against the Reds 9-10. Andrew Abbott 1-0 with a .180. But Kate Povich, another turn through the rotation. Where are we with him right now, Ryan, as he goes against the Reds, who have been offensively challenged at times this year, but De La Cruz is a stud of gunner proportions, and they have some other young talent there as well.
And they got a great manager in Tito Francona.
No doubt.
So it's interesting. The Orioles last year, it's last year, but they played well against this Reds team when they went out there to Cincy. I'm curious about this matchup a little bit because in some ways, Povich and Abbott are similar in the sense where they don't throw extremely hard, and they got to mix their pitches and be deceptive. So who's going to be able to go out there and be able to produce that way? I like Abbott's game a lot. He's a little bit more seasoned than Cade. But you ask me how do I feel about Cade at this point in time? Hey, look, I like the progression. I like that he wasn't giving in on the walks. And quite frankly, if he had just gotten one more out or given the opportunity for one more out, Bob, then we're looking at Kate Povich having five innings his last outing, a chance to get a win in that game. We know what happened, obviously, later. I think that Kate is really trending in the right direction, but I'd love to see him get into the fifth and even the sixth. We'll talk later tonight about the importance of getting deeper into games for this ball club.
That's right. Baltimore Baseball Tonight, live from Pickles Pub, brought to you by Jerry's Home Services. Me, Ryan, and Nolan McGraw. Come on down. Say hello. Abbott, as you said, on the hill. Laureano, 2-for-3 with a double. Sedge, 1-for-2 with a double. Adley's, 3-for-5 with a homer off of Abbott. And Jordan Westberg is 2-for-4 against Andrew Abbott. So let's throw that out there. No pun intended. Last night in the division outside of the Orioles over the Guardians, the Yankees took on Tampa Bay at George Steinbrenner Field, which is the home field of Tampa this year. And Oswaldo Cabrera brought a big stick with him.
Driven deep to right center field. On the run is Meisner. Gone! A home run for Cabrera. Just over the wall.
Oswaldo Cabrera goes deep. Yankees beat the Rays 6-3. Gavin Williams picked up his fourth save of the year for New York. But we were talking about this earlier in the show, Ryan. Jazz Chisholm got the heave-ho. Questioning balls and strikes. John Bacon was the home plate ump. The guy that Cundiffed Hyde this past weekend against Toronto. And watching the highlights of said strike, it was a little low and outside, and I guess when they graded John Bacon with the fancy technology they have, especially early against the Orioles Toronto in that game, he was way off. So when does, as you've talked to players, pitchers, catchers, position players, whatever, are they down with the robot umps? Are they, hey, if it's not broke, don't fix it. My opinion is broke. When's that going to become a reality as we've seen it make its way through the professional ranks here?
Yeah, I think that it's going to change. Some form of that is coming sooner than later. And the players that have come up through the system in the last few years, they're used to it, right? Because that's something that they have been... The experimentation that ends up coming to the bigs, where do you think it starts? Down the minor league. So guys are a little bit more accustomed to it, taking those borderline pitches. But the one thing I still think that we have to work on at the big league level is the perception of what actually is a strike and a ball, and are you measuring it out precisely to each hitter? I know we have the technology to do it, but to be honest, I've watched those moments in spring training, and I go, man, if that was a normal call and we didn't have the boxes, I would think that that was a ball. But the ABS system will say that's a strike. So there will be a grace period here, but Bob, it does feel like it's heading in that direction, but with a tweak. Maybe it's next year, maybe it's in two.
Yeah, and it doesn't help if you're sitting on your couch like I am, sucking down a beer, watching it, and they've got the box there, and that thing's way outside of it. But back in the dinosaur days, when I was, you know, whatever I was, strike zone used to be letters to the knees. Now it's, what, belt line to the knees? I mean, what's a strike? In regards to how the rule book has changed?
That's the great question.
Yes.
Because we don't know. But you know what I will tell you, since we have it the way it still is right now? If you know an umpire is going to be consistently inconsistent with two strikes, I don't care if it's going to be a ball. If I know that guy behind the dish is going to ring me up on anything close, you can bet on it that I am swinging the bat. And in that case for Jazz, though, there was a call that they might have missed and a makeup call after that, and you're sitting there going, hey, two wrongs don't make a right. And, you know, Jazz also had some other words on X on Twitter. Yeah. He didn't hold back on that, but that's just the nature and the beast of the game.
All right, tonight, Yankees at Rays, game two of that series, 7:05. Mariners at the Blue Jays, 7:07. White Sox at Fenway, taking on the Red Sox, 7:10. And real quick, standings, Yankees one up on Toronto, Red Sox 2.5, Orioles 3.5, Tampa is 4 back, Tigers game and a half on the Cleveland Guardians, Kansas City 3.5 back in the West, Texas 2 games up on Seattle, 2.5 on the Angels, Mets one up on Philly in the East. Out in the National League, Cubbies a game up on the Brewers, and the Padres game and a half up on the Dodgers as the Dodgers, Padres, Giants, and now the red-hot winners of 5 in a row, Diamondbacks, all doing pretty well right now.
Yeah, every 4 teams in one division with 12 or more wins, and then poor Rockies, man. 3-15, changing it up. Clint Hurdle's coming back in to be their hitting coach, their former manager. Yeah, that division is stacked, to say the least.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.